We know you love us, but the information on our podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. If you or anyone you know needs professional help, please seek mental health services. Welcome to the Date Podcast, the show for anyone navigating the dating and relationship world. We interview celebrities, talk pop news, discuss dating do's and don'ts, and debate relationship topics. We are available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe and review if you like what you hear. Check out our website, datepodcast.com, for more information. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Now, let's get on with the show.
It's Emma
and Zorik,
hosts of the Date Podcast, and we are currently being quarantined.
We are definitely being quarantined. It is so different to record like this because Emma is at home, and of course I'm at home. But we're still FaceTiming each other, so I can see when she rolls her eyes at me.
Because I asked for us to like FaceTime because I was like, if I don't, I will get distracted and like pay attention to everything else and then ignore you.
You know what you do? Usually when you record anyway, you're like checking your whatever, your phone.
That's true. It's true.
Emails from your man, text messages from your man.
Oh my gosh. So many
men
courting me at the moment.
They are. You can't even, like, your phone's about to blow up. It's getting crazy.
Boom. Always.
Boom, always. So what are we talking about today?
Well, we're going to be talking about the history of courtship.
Courtship.
Because I think at this moment in time, we all need to, we can't see each other in person, right? Because of something called the coronavirus.
Yeah.
And so I think this is a great time for us to practice our courting skills.
Yeah, it'll make us... you know, there are other options than going on dates. You can do FaceTime. You can do phone calls.
So.
But we'll talk about that. And so let's talk about the world today. How's it going, Emma? Is it kind of crazy for you?
I've been drinking every single day.
Drinking every single day because why? Because you're bored at home.
So I couldn't travel because of being, you know, I didn't want to get quarantined.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't travel to San Diego to go visit Shannon like I was supposed to. So I've been here and it's technically spring break, so I'm not working anyway. So I think I got enough wine to last me for like a month.
Are you the one that raided like Walmart and took all the bottles of wine?
No, it's not a month. More like 2 weeks. I have enough wine.
Did you send me that text message where it shows... like how they're at, I think, Costco, and it's just like something, there is like unsweet tea left in there, in like the actual shelf.
Nobody drinks unsweet tea.
Yeah, like we're desperate, but we're not desperate enough to drink unsweet tea, so all the sweet tea's taken away.
That's so gross. Ugh.
But yeah, so today is the 19th, so we're kind of... at the height, at least here in Dallas, we really can't just do anything. We can't go out. So we got to find ways to keep ourselves busy, you know, time for reflection, time for, you know, time for talking on the phone to friends and family, right? Yes, no?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen humans in like a few days now, so I'm getting kind of weird. I checked my mail today and I was like, oh my gosh, there's people. And I wanted to talk to them, but... I saw like six older people in like a circle. I was like, what? They need to break it up here because something might happen. So.
Yeah. My grandma, like, you know, just sharing, but my grandma came from El Salvador like Saturday and she's like in her 80s. And we called her and we were like, don't come over yet. And she's like, I'm still going, blah, blah, blah. And we were like, fine, but you can't leave anywhere. Anytime anyone comes over, we're like, you have to wash your hands before you touch her.
Yeah. Is she at your house right now?
Yeah, she's at her house. Mm-hmm.
Your house or her house?
Well, my parents' house.
Oh, your parents' house. Okay.
My mom's house.
Okay. Well, everyone out there, you know, something
stay
that
safe.
Stay safe.
Yet.
And you know something that I discovered while I was in Denver, which I was I able to talk to about my Denver trip? We'll talk about it here and there soon.
Sure.
But I discovered Headspace. And so Headspace is a great app that helps you meditate if you're not good at that. And maybe this is a good time to pick up something like meditation. I got a Peloton bike, so I can still like stay fit and stay sexy.
How many days have you used it, though?
Once. Just once. I'm going to use it after this, for sure, because I'm not drinking until after I do my Peloton. That's like my...
I'm already drinking.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, how early is too early for me to start drinking if I'm just at home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways...
stuff. Okay, so Morgan Stewart, who is known to be a host, are you?
No, who's Morgan Stewart?
So she is the host of Nightly Pop on E! News.
And yeah.
She is dating someone that you're probably not gonna guess. I will say they're in the celebrity that her new boyfriend is tied to is in the same field as me.
Bette Midler.
No.
Same field as you. So.
Same field.
Drunk.
No.
A therapist, obviously. But who's... Oh, Dr. Phil.
Yes. So she is dating Dr. Phil's son. Did you know that he's actually a singer?
What?
Yeah, his son is actually a singer, Jordan McGraw.
Oh, McGraw. That sounds like a singer. No, that sounds like a country singer.
Well, like Tim McGraw. That's yeah. Probably who you're thinking of.
Hmm.
But no, so she divorced from her husband last year, and she's dating Jordan McGraw for the past 3 months.
Well, good for her.
Right?
And she's probably getting some good tips from Dr. Phil, right?
Well,
no.
My hope is that he's not meddling just yet. Because it's really hard, you know, like... Being a therapist or a counselor, like, sometimes you want to tell people what to do, but you can't.
Yeah.
So you gotta just shut up sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on. So, in this, like, me being at home not doing anything, I've been watching the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And
from the beginning, like showing. This is like 10 years ago.
I know.
Don't you have other shows to watch besides that? Like a ton of shows.
It's just like on the background constantly.
Oh, I getcha.
So like I've been organizing, but it's just on the background, and you know. But I got to the episode I think on season 3 where they introduced Vanderpump Rules. So like Jax and Stassi and can't remember who else. Tom. Tom's cool. But I just, like, I couldn't finish watching it because of Stassi. I was just like, she is just kind of the worst. I can't with her.
Stassi. Like, isn't
Do you
she
know
kind
who
of.
That is?
Yeah, I think she's kind of like, isn't she like the main star? No?
They try to make her be like the mean girl on there. I don't know.
Oh.
It's so annoying.
Anyways,
I'm only mentioning this because. Lisa Vanderpump is on the news or the celebrity news because she opened up about how she wanted to intervene in Jax Taylor's, like Jax with his mom before the wedding because he's married to Brittany Cartwright and they got married over the summer.
Oh.
Yeah, so apparently, like, he and his mom don't talk and haven't spoken in a while, and so, like, Lisa was just like, I really think your mom should be here, you really need her support, and so she tried intervening, but, it just didn't work out. I'm just like, that's a bummer, don't you think?
That is a bummer.
Like, how would you feel if your, like, you and your mom were fighting and, like, didn't invite her to the wedding?
I feel like we watched a TV show called Love at First Flight by Kayla O'Brien.
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind. And remember? What was her name? Not Jessica.
Jessica,
yeah.
Jessica didn't have her mom.
Yeah, she didn't have her mom, but like, well, true that. We didn't even see her family. Did we see her family? No. Nothing.
No mention of her family.
Yeah. Yeah. It's rough whenever not everyone is aligned when you're getting married. By the way, I went to a wedding this weekend, and this is the weekend where there were like no gatherings with over 50 people. I think there was like 50 plus people at this wedding.
Yikes.
And it was like older people too. I'm like, oh shit, people might get sick. But I did.
Older people are just like, if I'm gonna die, I'm gonna die.
Yeah, I think at an age, you're like, fuck it, you know, let's just live our lives. Yeah. What else you got?
I am not. That's all I got for us today.
Okay. That's cool because I got something for you. Just a couple questions about life, liberty, and the pursuit of a partner. Okay.
Okay.
Amidst all of this coronavirus stuff that's going on, I got a couple questions for you. One might be related and one may not be related, but here you go.
Okay.
So, no large groups, no bars, no restaurants, but meeting up with one person, that's fine, right? One person? Is that okay?
Do you know where they've been?
Well, we don't know. But this person's saying, but meeting up with one person for a walk or something, right? Is that okay? That's this person's question.
Oh, okay. Well, how are we enacting social distancing then?
I guess you gotta stand 6 feet from that person.
Yeah. You gotta scream at them, hey, what's your favorite color?
Yeah. And then this person's about to take the risk, but it looks like she's just asking everybody, what's the risk that someone else has been exposed, which we don't even know, because you'll have to ask them.
So funny story. I told you earlier, I had a dentist appointment today, and they could have totally, I love my dentist, so this is like the first complaint I've ever had of them, but they could have called me and asked me these questions before the appointment. And so I go to the doctor and I fill out this note, and of course I've been around someone who's traveled within the past 14 days because my grandma just got into the country. And they're like, we can't have the appointment. And I'm like, I get that for the safety concern, but you should have asked those questions. So I think if this is a concern, they need to ask those questions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, have you been around, like, have you traveled outside of the U.S. or within the U.S. in the last 14 days? Have you been around someone who's traveled within, or, you know, like, the... Yeah.
You know, that doesn't even matter anymore because you can get it just from the community, right? There's some people who are getting this stuff when they go to, like, a grocery store or something, I don't know, or go to, like, a gathering. So...
It's just funny to see everybody, like, using the wipes because that's not something that people use before. I've always used them, so, like, I've never had issues with it.
Yeah.
And every time I go to the store, like, people are just wiping everything down.
Okay. So I would say the same thing you said. Just kind of like maybe put it on hold. And if you really want to meet the person, just no hugs, no kisses, no shaking hands at this point.
And, right, and do your due diligence and ask them.
Yeah, and I'd say do something outside. Although it seems that people are doing a lot of outdoor activities and they're in big groups and, you know, just stay away from people just for now.
Just don't go to Corpus Christi for spring breaks. Apparently that's what everybody is doing. Yeah, it's like, all the young kids.
It's like spring break over there. Okay. So it I got another comment. It's not really a question, but it says, guys, dating can still happen with COVID-19 shutting all the restaurants and bars down. I just had my first date with somebody from Tinder last night via Google Hangouts, and it went great. What are your thoughts on that? First date on Google Hangouts.
What is Google Hangouts?
It's just like this. It's like a video, like, chat thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So it's like we're like IMing all over again.
Uh-huh. We're like IMing.
We're back in the 90s.
We have to talk. We have to have conversation now. It's more than just like doing something. So we're all forced to talk. So this person said,
Yeah.
this person is just making a point that, you know, it's time to be creative in these times, because who knows
if
this is going to last for, like, a couple weeks, a couple months, maybe a year, but who knows. Okay, and this last one is kind of for you. Here's a question. Do guys like Jim from The Office really exist? Have they been around this whole time and I just never were attracted to them? I am 30, so are they all married by now? Even Andy types, yeah. You know, dorky romantic kind of eyes for one girl type, yeah. Your girl's done some work on herself these past years and realized that she was attracted or attracting the wrong type of guys. I now know how to spot them. Thank heaven. Heavens, supposed to be heavens or heaven. The whole notion that gyms are out there is so foreign to me. So are they? Where can I find one? I don't do dating apps. So she's looking for her gym.
We're on the same boat.
She's looking for that Jimbo.
So, they probably are, but they're not going to be on dating. They're not all married either.
So, Emma, describe, back up. So, let's just describe to me a gym type. What is that? Like Jim from The Office. What is he?
I guess somebody, as I'm watching The Office, it's on pause, though, because I get distracted.
Do you watch The Office, or?
No, I'm watching
Can
it,
you turn The Office off right now while you're
it's
recording?
It's on pause. Okay. Look, it's on pause. I'll show you. Oh, there's some pause.
Okay, good.
Okay. I guess with Jim's like very attentive and he's kind of like attuned to Pam's needs for the most part until they start writing him really crappy. He's very nice too. So, I mean, if she's used to dating like kind of like not that, then she's probably not realizing that a guy's being nice and attentive to her.
Yeah, I think gym types are also tall, I guess good looking, a little sarcastic, a little funny, playful.
I don't know if I'd added tall to that. I mean, just because gym's tall, not all gyms are gonna be tall.
Obviously. I'm not tall. Obviously.
Are you a gym or are you an Andy?
No, I'm
or
a Michael
twice.
I'm a Michael Scott. That's a one. No? Okay. Anyways, so...
You're a David Wallace.
Am I David Wallace? Oh, my gosh. I am. So tell me, Emma, do these guys exist? And where can she find them?
I mean, definitely Jim's like a romanticized version, but yes, there are going to be guys that have, like, those similar traits.
Mm-hmm.
I think she just needs to, like, realize that, like, she has been dating what she has called the wrong type, and she just needs to change her focus a little bit.
Yeah, I kind of hate that she, you know, the TV show kind of romanticizes things like you said.
For sure.
And, you know, we're all not like Jim. I mean, Jim has pretty much no issues on this show, and we all have issues. So.
For sure.
So that's that. Okay, So let's talk about something else.
Okay.
What you got?
So let's talk about courtship. So a courtship is a period when a couple gets to know one another exclusively in order to determine whether they might become engaged or otherwise commit to each other. Thank you, Ancestry.com.
Wait, this is the... What's the topic again?
Courtship, you idiot.
Oh my gosh, calm down. Wait, courtship, a brief history of courtship, right?
Are you looking at the wrong one?
You didn't send me that one. See what Corona is doing to us? Like, guys, this
oh,
is...
Oh, yeah, no,
this
that's
is,
the one. That's the one. That's,
guys, this is like
one, yeah.
The fifth time we started the show because I can't I can't run this board and the mixer without Emma here. So it's just getting weird.
It's true.
Okay, so let's talk about the history of courtship. So go ahead.
Okay, so let's start in the Middle Ages in Europe. So this is the years 1100 to the 1500s. So courtship actually began when the parents would negotiate marriages to increase the family's power or wealth, right? Because a lot of time, well, back, you know, in those days, and even now sometimes, it's always about how is this going to help me with status, property, and wealth.
I think for a, it's still the same today. I think some people want to marry for status, power, and wealth, right? I think for a small percentage of people, that has not changed. One bit.
True.
Have you seen?
Yeah, I don't know who those people are.
Yeah, the people are on that show, or it's called Sugar Sugar, or that website Sugar Sugar, or, you know, apps like that and websites like that. No? You don't know anything about that? You don't want to marry a rich guy?
I have never heard of those websites. I think you tell me about them, and then I forget.
Yeah, it's that show that I was watching, Marrying Millions. There's one couple where she and he met on that site. So there are people out there that want to marry for money. Go ahead.
Why are you blocking me, jerk?
No, I'm reading this. Calm down.
Alrighty, so in the Middle Ages, young people didn't meet their future spouses until the marriage was arranged. So there was really no courtship except, like, the parents, right? Later in the Middle Ages, this idea of chivalry or romantic ideals came because of the knights. And then traveling poets and musicians, think of, like, The Witcher, who tried winning women's hearts with brave deeds or poetry and then singing beneath balconies, like very much like Romeo and Juliet. I really like this.
Go ahead.
I really like this part that it's the sentence that says, a man courted a woman by putting her wants and desires first.
Oh, is that a thing? is that what we have to do? I like what it says. I like the whole term of calling. Let me call on you or call upon you.
You're thinking about the Victorian ages.
Are we still in the Victorian ages? Where are we?
No, we are not even there yet.
Oh.
So this is kind of like where the chivalrous acts come from, right? So holding the door, like opening the door, helping someone into a car. Back then would be helping a lady on her horse. So these were kind of like virtues that we've kind of brought over from them. In colonial America, which is the 1600s and the 1700s, again, it was like about marrying well, right? And have you heard of bundling, Zorik?
That's when I buy something from like Spectrum and I bundle my services.
No. Oh. So this was interesting because in the colonial days, a man who was courting a woman, the man and the woman would share a bed, fully clothed, and a bundling board between them. So it's like this long piece of wood on the bed, and the purpose was like they would get to know each other in her home in a safe environment, but like nothing could happen.
Oh my gosh! So they couldn't move that out of the way. The board.
I mean, no. So there's a rhyme that So I'm gonna tell you the rhyme. I think it's a Scottish rhyme. Since in a bed, a man and a maid may bundle and be chased, it does no good to burn out wood. It is just needless waste.
Oh. I see the picture now of a freaking board in between. You see this, Emma? Is this what you're looking at? That's kind of interesting.
Right?
And that's kind of hot at the same time. It's like, you know, there's a board there. And, you know, we can't do anything about it, but...
I'm going to tell your girlfriend that. I'm going to be like, we're going to try bundling today, and let me see how well he does.
No.
I think she'll appreciate it.
She probably will.
Yeah.
She probably will. But she'll probably take that board and hit me in the head with that board. Because
I'll nail it on the bed somehow.
Yeah.
In the American West, around the mid-1800s, this was when the pioneers were pushing west on the North American continent. And so obviously like there was no women in frontier towns, right? Because it was just like all these cowboys. So courtship was a little different because men actually advertised for wives in newspapers.
That's kind of like the modern Craigslist, Tinder, Bumble.
Let me read this ad that appeared in an Arkansas paper.
Okay, let's hear it.
Any gal that got a bed, calico dress, coffee pot, and skillet, knows how to cut out britches, it can make a hunting shirt, knows how to take care of children, can have my services till death do us part.
Oh my gosh, that is so
Isn't
deep.
Isn't that just so romantic?
Yeah, you should put that on your profile. That's so descriptive too, and things really haven't changed from then and now, because you think about coffee and then sewing britches. It's like doing chores, basically. And then it had a mention about kids and something like that. Knows how to work a skillet. So it's kind of a similar thing we're looking for today. So yeah.
Right. For sure.
Go ahead. What's next?
And of course, like, the women would answer the newspapers.
But I wonder, is there like an address, or basically, probably back in the day, there's like one newspaper place, and that's where they put those ads. And then so the women go up there, and they just got reply to it, and then it's like sort of like an anonymous type thing looking, you know?
Yeah. Did you ever read the book Sarah Plain and Tall?
No.
When you were little?
No.
Okay. I vaguely remember, but that it's very similar to that book. All right, now let's actually move into the Victorian era, Zorik.
Okay.
So the Victorian era is 1837 to 1901. So respectable behavior and courtship was very important in Victorian romances. Courtship was a way for a woman to secure her position. And then for a man, again, it was a career move, right? So we're still in the same, like, you know, power and wealth kind of situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says here, so Victorian age was what you said, 1800s-ish?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it says here, both men and women began to view the marriage bed as a sacred, in a way to be passionately embraced. You see that?
Except there was hookers around.
Probably
all the time.
Lot. Yeah. Because of this, they began to look at physical attraction as a more important requirement in a spouse. But I don't think that's true. I think physical attraction has been there forever, because that's just who we are. Right?
Right.
And then because of that, we saw a steady increase in fertility rates throughout the 1800s. So people popping up babies left and right.
Babies.
Babies.
So a man, in order to court a young lady, had to follow the very strict protocol of formally being introduced to the young woman and then asking her for permission, or the parents for permission, to have a call, which would be a visit at a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
And the courting typically took place in her parents' home. And here's where we get to your favorite part, is that a lot of times, he would leave a calling card.
Yeah. Calling card is a sign of intent. But that's interesting. So the visits were chaperoned. And mm-hmm. I love these shows, by the way. I'm sure. I mean, I just love all these shows. But very formal. So I would probably be in my best suit and top hat, or whatever they wore back then. Victorian age. This is like... Yeah, Victorian age. And then it was only for 15 minutes. So what the hell do I do for 15 minutes? And her parents were probably there. I mean...
You would probably talk about the weather and her embroidery skills.
Yeah, I would tell her... She would probably play me some piano or something.
No, they didn't have a piano back then.
Yeah, they did.
Like
Victorian
piano forte
age?
Or something.
No, the people that I would be dating would have a piano back then.
Even if it wasn't invented by then...
Even if it wasn't, she would know.
Oh,
I like piano.
You're so dumb.
But anyways, so it says here, absolutely no physical contact allowed until the couple became engaged.
Right.
That's crazy, right?
The other thing that they would do during these chaperoned visits is drinking tea. So you better like that tea, Zorik.
Yeah, I love tea. But there needs to be more than tea in this relationship. You know what I'm saying? 15 minutes, a pop. I mean, I can't even get to know you in 15 minutes.
Yeah. Especially with like all the family around.
Yeah, I can't tell you. I can't seduce you in 15 minutes with your mom like right in front of my face.
Ew. So these calling cards are kind of cool because you're tracked back to Egypt. And so I was looking like calling cards, and it said that the Egyptians would leave like little tiles whenever they would visit each other.
Mm-mm.
I just thought that was cool.
Yeah. Don't you think though? I'm still hung up on this 15 minutes. I don't think you can learn much in 15 minutes. So, but I think more of the decision was on the family anyway, the parents, and so maybe they didn't really even care about the interaction. They just cared about the two families and how they would, you know, like move up in the world.
I think you need to watch like Sense and Sensibility.
I've seen all those shows. I've seen all those shows. But it's I've seen all those shows, but it's not really, it's more than 15 minutes.
No, those are movies, you dummy.
No. Okay, no. I don't remember.
Well, maybe, because Colin Firth was on one. I can't remember which one.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so basically the guy would have to impress the parents in order to be allowed to call on the lady again. And a lot of times, like, these courtship rules, like, basically meant that you were dating. And so the point of the courtship was to get married.
Obviously.
So, right. And so, like, you would come for 15 minutes, and if you did it, like, 3 days out of the week for, like, 3 weeks, you know, soon then you'd be like, I'm engaged. I want your hand in marriage. Woo!
Yeah, I think they took it super serious. Like, today, it's you date 50 people before you figure out who it is. But I think in those days, it was like a one or two shot thing. Like, mm-hmm. I think they just, they committed so fast and so hard. It was just different, right?
Right.
And I think it was easier. I think it was easier back then. Because I think today, there's so much more choice, and people are more picky.
That's true.
Whereas back in the day, I think if I was a man back in the day, is your family rich or at least decent people? Mm-hmm. Is she decently looking? Does she have, I don't know, personality? Okay, let's get married. Done. So
I think the other part that's like a big kind of that we haven't gotten to the shift yet is that a lot of times like these people were like in rural places, right? So they were like out in the country versus like we are now in the city. You know, and so we're like more populated versus like back then, like it wasn't as heavily populated in certain places.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. What's next?
Okay. We're going to move on to the Edwardian era, which is 1900 to 1910, which is your favorite show/movie ever, Downton Abbey.
Oh, is that my favorite show?
It is your favorite show. Okay. So what was the twist here in this kind of era was that instead of women marrying men that were wealthy, it was actually the flip where men would marry wealthy women to kind of keep their English estates going, right? So like Downton Abbey where Lord Grantham marries Cora, who is a rich American heiress, to like keep Downton Abbey.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay, so we're going to move on to the 1920s in the United States. So this was known as the Roaring Twenties. And again, this is when we saw the big shift that people were moving from the country and starting to live in cities, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so there was more young people in the city. And so a lot of times, like... You were able to like go out and have like social nights out with your friends and, you know, guys and girls getting together. And your parents really weren't there to like tell you, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that.
Yeah. So this was like the movie The Great Gatsby, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was a really good movie. And there was a lot of that. A lot of dancing, drinking, partying. That's kind of what I think about with the '20s.
One thing hasn't changed, though.
What?
Is that behavior norms, like men paying for dates, like, you know, like that's kind of where it started, like men paying for dates. And, you know, that became the social norm, and that is still kind of the social norm today.
And dating many different people before marriage became popular.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, I think in the '20s we kind of are who we are today. And I like this. I like how this is saying. I mean, I know this. What you're referring to is based on a movie or a book or something. But it says here, when people went out, you go dance. You never dance with the same person. You came right. to dance with all. You dance with all the people, which today you don't see that. You see, whenever you go out, it's very difficult to dance. It's not difficult, but you see most people just kind of staying in their little cliques, or if I came right. with a buddy like JJ, we're just sitting in the corner or dancing with the same people all the time. But that's something that is missed. Although I think the Latin culture, like if you go salsa dancing, everybody dances with everybody, I feel like.
That's true.
So I see that there, but like at bars and clubs, it's kind of different. What else? What else you got, Emma?
Damn it, America. Mm. So I just, you know, so again, dating was not to find a spouse, but it was more of like having fun with each other. So what's interesting is that in the 1930s, because of the Depression, like everything, you know, kind of shifted to where couples remained engaged because they were waiting until they were self-supporting before marrying. And then the marriage rate in the early 1930s was the lowest it had ever been in decades. And then in the 1940s, during World War II, many couples got married in the moment because of the war.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. I can see that.
Yeah. And then it said, and then of course, like, because they were getting married so quickly before they went to war, there was a sharp increase in the divorce rate right after the war.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and the, because they were getting married so quick, they probably didn't get to know that person yet.
Right, and then right. And
maybe the war took a toll also on the men and the women too.
For right. sure. Yeah. Well, right, because we were able to work and not stay home, and the gender roles kind of shifted. So it's just kind of interesting how, you know, we've gone from like this very like proper and like strict roles to kind of like now it's, I don't want to say a free-for-all, but it's much more relaxed. And yet there's people like me who want to be like, no, let's follow rules.
Mm-hmm. We know Courtney. You don't follow any rules, actually, but go ahead.
I do follow rules. I'm a three. Mm-hmm. I only follow the rules that benefit me.
Of course. What else?
That's all I got.
Okay. So that was a brief history of courtship in the world, and you know, it who knows what's going to happen 50 years from now, right? You know, courtship,
right.
Maybe courtship is all video, like
mm-hmm.
you know, you meet over video and none of it's text or chat,
right?
So you know, it's interesting to see, you know, we're in crazy times right now. I mean, just because of Corona, but I mean crazy in general, it's always changing and fast-paced.
Always something, yeah.
Always something. But for those out there that are single, that are dating during this coronavirus time, maybe hit the pause button, Emma, and maybe work on yourself. Maybe read a book. Maybe, I don't know, do some push-ups. watch some shows. Take some time for yourself. Maybe the world is saying everyone just needs to take a chill pill and just relax and kind
right.
of maybe get your next 2 to 3 years planned out, which I like to do that, like sort of a future plan. But yeah, so, you know, with calamity, there's always, you know, when things go down, it must get, you know, go up one of these days. And so things will get better, right?
Things will get better.
Things will get better. Hang in there. Don't kiss anybody that you don't know, Emma.
I'm looking out so much.
I think I saw something on the BBC where, I think this was a few weeks ago, where they're saying like kisses are no longer, because you know, back then they kiss, you know, to say hello in the European
yeah,
cultures.
Yeah.
They're like, no kissing. Yeah, so. Yeah, so that's all I got. What do you have, Emma? Any closing thoughts?
Basically, Google Pioneer newspaper ad for women and put those on your profile if you're going to go online dating.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's all I got.
That's it. Okay, that's everyone. It. Stay safe, and we will talk to you next time. Bye, everyone.
Cue.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Date Podcast. Please subscribe and review if you liked what you hear. Send us an email at hello@datepodcast.com for any questions, comments, or show topics you'd like for us to discuss. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Most importantly, tell your friends about our show.